It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we look at ongoing emergency response to severe flooding in northern Wisconsin, where Governor Walker declared a state of emergency. First, Milwaukee police districts have been instructed to send officers out in two-person squads. That instruction was announced by the Milwaukee Police Department in the wake of a shooting that severely injured police officer Brandon Baranowski on Sunday. In a recent media release, the Milwaukee Police Association, a union for the police officers, forensic investigators, and detectives of Milwaukee, talked about the shooting that wounded Baranowski and also supported the decision to have two-person squads. I talked to Mike Crivello earlier today. He's president of the Milwaukee Police Association. Mike, welcome to the show.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me on.
Well, before we get into the idea of two-person squads out on patrol, I just wanted to ask, how is Officer Baranowski doing right now?
Well, I thank you for asking. I will tell you that he did have surgery this morning. Hopefully he is now out of surgery, but I don't know that to be fact. We are hoping and praying that everything went well. I will tell you that I had an opportunity to spend some time with him early Sunday morning, and at that time, relatively speaking, he was in good spirits.
Well, best to him and his family, and hopefully a speedy recovery.
Now, thank you for that.
This idea of two-person squads, this didn't just come out from this weekend. You've been talking about this for a while, haven't you?
The two-man squad issue, the staffing issue, I have been talking about nearly from day one of me arriving in the position that I'm currently in. It is a security situation that we need to address.
Hey, for someone not familiar with police procedure, can you talk us through why it would make such a difference to have two police officers together on patrol versus one? Kind of obvious maybe in some ways, but talk us through it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I totally understand where average citizen out there might not understand the value of having two people in a car as opposed to one, and I respect that. But for those officers that are riding together, it makes them more effective, more efficient. And how does that happen? That happens because if an officer is dispatched to an assignment that would require two men or two officers, which so many of, nearly all of our assignments do require two officers, in order to fulfill that need, you'd have to have one officer arrive, get dispatched, stage down the street, which means hold up short of the assignment and wait for the next officer to arrive on scene. So there goes your efficiency. There goes your opportunity to be effective as far as answering that call as timely as you possibly can. Now, our officers are true professionals, and they hear that call for help. They are going to respond, whether they're one man or two man, and to some degree at their own peril. In a situation where use of force may have to be used because you're there by yourself. So there's another advantage of having two men respond to calls. It ultimately affords us an opportunity to minimize our use of force.
Could it be a deterrent to the a suspect using force against an officer? They might be, bolder if there's only one officer, as opposed to two officers on the scene.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and we have witnessed that. We have witnessed situations where the way you describe it, the suspect is emboldened by the fact that they might be able to fight their way out of this situation and overpower the officer, while if you have two officers, the likelihood of that happening is greatly diminished.
Now, with what happened this weekend with Officer Baranowski, I know it's speculating to say what might have gone differently, but do you think having a second officer in the car on the scene would have made a difference?
I am confident that a second officer in the car would have made a difference. Now, I'm not trying to fool anybody here. I totally understand that two officers in a car could equally be harmed because it is a very difficult environment that we are currently policing in and that we have been policing in for quite some time. But when two officers are working together in a situation like that where one officer has to take some notes or has to catch up a report or has to file information relative to the assignment that he just tentatively concluded the other officer has his eyes and awareness up and out from the squad car, aware of what's going on in that environment around him.
A response I've seen, Mike, is that in a perfect world, sure, we'd always do this, but resources can be stretched thin. Maybe if we're having to have two officers together, we're not covering as wide an area as we could by splitting them up. What do you say to that?
Well, again, you know, I'll go back to the effectiveness, efficiency of it. If one officer is patrolling by himself, he has the same concerns that any other motor vehicle operator would have, the person running across the street, the traffic in front of him, and all those other things, while at the same time, he needs to be cognizant of the environment around him. He may drive, and I would bet that any of your listeners might say, an officer drove right by me while I was waving at him for help, or I saw somebody in need of an officer, and they just drove right past. Because they missed it because they didn't have the availability of that second partner. When two people are in a car, the likelihood of that happening is, greatly reduced.
Talking to Mike Crivello, president of the Milwaukee Police Association, about two officer squads in Milwaukee and police safety more generally. And Mike, of course, we had the shootings of police officers in Dallas, your colleagues in Baton Rouge, the horrible events there this weekend. Talking to the officers you work with, I assume they're watching this. They're trying to process this. What are you hearing from them?
Well, I'll tell you, all of our hearts weigh heavy for those officers and their families that have been affected negatively forevermore. You know, there's many people that are not going home to their children, their wives, or what have you. And so the officers that are here in this city, believe me, they think about that. And they think about their own safety. And if we cannot keep our own officers safe, if we can't properly equip them and position them so that they are safe enough themselves, then how will they ultimately keep our community safe? So they think about that, and that has an effect on morale. We are so fortunate that the officers, I am so fortunate that the officers that I have the opportunity to represent are absolute true professionals, and they will do everything they can to keep our community safe. But at the same time, they need to go home to their families as well.
What do the officers in your community want to see from community leaders, police leadership, the community itself?
They are calling for a unity of message. And what is meant by that is they need to know that the administration, both at the police department, 7th floor level, and that's where the chief is and what have you, and City Hall has made that statement of absolute support for the officers. And they need to know that when they go to work, that they have everything in place that will mitigate those security concerns and ultimately heighten their opportunity to go home at night.
A lot of people obviously protesting over the last couple of years about the shootings of mostly younger black men. Is there a way to have that conversation and the conversation about keeping the police officers themselves safe and maybe lowering the tensions and trying to talk about both of those issues?
Oh, I think there is. I would tell you if there is truth and honesty amongst all that engage in those conversations, we can get through this. We truly can. But where that honesty has to come in is that, and people have to understand this, our citizens have to understand this, and I will tell you that I believe that 95% of them do, that no officer ever wants to utilize deadly force or any type of force in the course of their duty. When they are, when they do, the situation is what caused it. So, yeah, can we get beyond it? Can we get through it? Yes. But it has to be through honest dialogue and leadership united, not just half of them or a couple of them, but everyone sending the same message to the community.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Mike Crivello, president of the Milwaukee Police Association. He told us about the Milwaukee Police Department's announcement that it would send officers out in two-person squads.